Mominin Ya Ali Madad, we Ismailis are the most fortunate community to have a living Imam, a living guide. Our Imam is foundation of our faith. He is the center of all our activities. He is the true source of support and happiness for us. Therefore, the recognition of Imam is a fundamental concept of our tariqah. Maulana Hazir Imam Salwatullah Alayhi himself has emphasized that. In Moscow, Russia, on 29th January 1995, Maulana Hazir Imam made this irshad. He says, "First, let me remind you that for all murids of the Imam, whether they are from Central Asia, from India, from Pakistan, from the Western world, the fundamental principle is the recognition of the Imam of the time." So Imam has made it clear that we all need to have the recognition of the Imam of the time. That is a fundamental principle, because the foundation of our faith is Imam. So there will be a series of lectures about the recognition of Imam, which is also known as Imam Shinasi. And in this first lecture, we will read and discuss the first two opening verses of the second chapter of the Quran, which is Surah Baqarah. In the first two verses, it is said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alif Lam Mim, Zalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fihi, Hudal Lil Muttaqeen. That is the book which has no doubt, and it guides those who fear Allah. That is the book which has no doubt, and it guides those who fear Allah, who are righteous ones, who are pious ones. Let's try and understand this particular verse, because according to a prophetic tradition, every verse of Quran has an exoteric meaning and esoteric meanings. So let's try and understand this particular verse of Quran, which says, that is the book which has no doubt in it, and it guides those who are righteous, who are pious. The important thing to note is that Allah refers to something at distance. When we want to refer to something which is close, we say, this is the book. But Allah says, that is the book. So He is referring to something other than the book of Quran. And then He says, there is no doubt in that. When there is no doubt in something, what is in it then? It has certainty. So when Allah says, that is the book which has certainty, which has no doubt in it, and it guides those who are righteous ones, who are pious ones, then it is not referring to the book of the Quran, because He refers to something which is at a distance. And then He says, there is no doubt in it. While we all know that there are so many different interpretations of Quran, there are so many different meanings of some words or some verses, that there are doubts in understanding. There are differences of opinions among the people. There are so many sects because they interpret the Quran differently. They explain the meaning differently. So Allah is referring to something which has certainty and which has no doubt and which is at a distance. It guides to those who are pious ones. If it was referring to the book of Quran, then there will be a question that was it not a guidance for all? If it was just a guidance for the pious ones, then perhaps people would have needed an initial guidance to become pious, and then the Quran would guide them. So the logic of the verse says that it is referring to something else. It is referring to Imam. One of the names of Imam is Book in the Quran. So when it says there is no doubt in it, then what is in it? There is certainty in it. So when doubt is very deep, when there are many different shades of doubts, then you need powerful certainty to see the things with clarity. So certainty has three levels. It's knowledge of certainty, eye of certainty, and truth of certainty, which are known as ilmul yaqeen, ainul yaqeen, and haqqul yaqeen. We can take an example of all three levels by a material example. For example, we know through knowledge that fire burns. If we see fire burning a paper or a piece of wood, then this is eye of certainty, vision of certainty, that we saw it ourselves. Then there is truth of certainty. If fire burns our finger or any other part of our body, we experience that how it feels when it burns. So that is truth of certainty, haqqul yaqeen. So the knowledge which leads to certainty is ilmul yaqeen, because Allah talks about a book which has no doubt, and the book which has no doubt has certainty, and certainty of all three levels. Imam provides us with knowledge which leads us to certainty. Not every book of the world could lead us to certainty. Not every explanation by anybody could lead us to certainty. It is the knowledge which comes from Imam, and that creates certainty in our hearts. In the time of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he kept people united through this knowledge of certainty. Everybody was at one point, at one understanding, people were with him. He kept them united through knowledge of certainty. When we have knowledge of certainty, then doubts are removed, doubts are washed away, and this certainty is achieved through a special kind of knowledge which is provided by the Prophet or by Imam. So only that knowledge which comes from the source of Haqqul Yaqeen, only that knowledge which comes from the last source of certainty could lead us to certainty. Maulana Hazir Imam Salwatullah Alayhi, in his visit in 2000 to Pakistan, in one of his farmans, he was referring to the knowledge available out there, to the wide information available out there, and then Maula says, choose wisely. We have to see where the wisdom lies. Not everything and anything is useful for us, for our material life as well as our spiritual life, and especially for our spiritual life. If we want to know about our religion, we have to choose wisely what shall we read. Only those books in which the knowledge of certainty has come from the source of the last level of certainty will help us. Because in every time a fresh knowledge is required. In the past, there were different kind of problems. The nature of those issues and problems was different. But in our world, there are different problems altogether. With the development of the world, with the progress of the world, today we are facing altogether different problems. And to solve the problems of our time, we need a new light. We need fresh knowledge. Quran is from Allah, there is no doubt in that. But to understand that book with clarity is very difficult. There are doubt in certain meanings, and that doubt could be removed through knowledge of certainty, ilmul yaqeen. And if we progress spiritually, we could come to a point where we see by our eyes, by the eye of our heart, what we have been reading. Then we see that reality through the eye of our heart. And for very fortunate moments, there could be a level where they experience that light and all those miracles in a practical way, and that is Haqqul Yaqeen. In chapter 5, verse 15 of the Holy Quran, Allah says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah has sent a light and a book unto you. Allah has sent both things together. He sent a light and a book. He did not send the book alone, because to understand the book, we all needed the light. It was not possible for us to read that book without that light. It explains, it leads to certainty when we read the book with that light. And also in verse 103 of chapter 3, Allah says, and hold fast all together by the rope of Allah, and do not get divided amongst yourselves. In the time of the Prophet, people were all together. They were kept united by the Prophet, by the certainty which he created in their hearts, by the knowledge of certainty, he kept them united. But when, after the time of the Prophet, when people did not understand that there was a teacher of the Quran in all times, it became difficult for them to read and understand the Quran. Today, in the Muslim world, we see there are so many sects. There are differences of opinions. People are interpreting and explaining things in their own ways. Sometimes we see disunity and disharmony amongst Muslims. It is not because that they don't read the Quran, they don't love the Quran, they read that book of Allah, that final message of Allah, they love the book. But what they don't have is the teacher of the Quran. And without that teacher, without that light, it is not possible to understand that book with certainty, with clarity. And that's where Allah praises a book, saying, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. That is the book in which there is no doubt. Hazrat Mawla Murtaza Ali says, I am that book which has no doubt in it. It became easier for us to understand the esoteric meaning of this verse, where Allah refers to a book and says, that is the book. In Arabic, ذَلِكَ refers to that, something or time in distance. So he says, that is the book. And Mawla Murtaza Ali says, I am that book which has no doubt in it. And this is written in Kaukab-e Durri, page 216, the Urdu translation. So today it became easier for us to understand the first two verses of the second chapter of the Quran, because it has secrets of imamat in it. Peer says in the Ginan, E Veera Bhai, Noor Khalifa is Jug Mahe Aya, Unki Amar Jod Lakhani Ji. O brother, the luminous caliph has come to this world, and his eternal light is always going to be there. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. And Allah has sent a light and book. He did not send the book alone. He has sent a light with that book so the book could be read, the book could be understood. And Peer says, Amar Jyot, the eternal light of that caliph is going to be there in the world always. So this particular verse, which are the opening verses of the second chapter of the Quran, reveal the secret of imamat. One of the synonyms of imam in the Quran is kitab, the book. And Maula Murtaza Ali has explained it to us that I am the book, I am that book in which there is no doubt. So the one who holds to that light, who is associated with Imam, has certainty. He can have an access to the knowledge which leads to certainty. His doubts will be removed. His questions will be answered. And if he progresses spiritually, he can even rise to two other levels of certainty, which is eye or vision of certainty or truth of certainty, that is Ainul Yaqeen and Haqqul Yaqeen. Imam Sultan Muhammad Shah Salwatullah Alayhi, in one of his Farman of 1903, he says, and this is the gist of that Farman, he says, the time keeps changing and new things keep manifesting themselves. In different times, there are different problems. The world keeps changing. The world was different 1,000 years ago. The world is different today. And the world will be changed after some time. There are huge changes in the world which keep happening. And that's where the Imam of the time is present in every time so that he could tell you that in the changing times, how should you work and how should you progress? And he guides you according to the time. So every new era, every new time, every new period needs a new light, a new guidance, a fresh knowledge. And this all can come from the source of certainty. If we are attached to that source of certainty, gradually by trying to achieve that knowledge, our doubts will be removed. Our questions will be answered. There will be light, satisfaction, peace in our heart. And we will get purified by that light. And that's where it is said that that is the book in which there is no doubt, and it guides to those who are pious, who are righteous. In the Holy Quran, there are two other verses where Allah talks about the speaking book. This is chapter 23, verse 62, and chapter 45, verse 29. And he says that we have a book which talks about you. It speaks. And Maula Murtaza Ali has said that I am that speaking book of Allah. So Allah refers to a speaking book, and that speaking book is Imam of the time himself. And these opening two verses of Surah Baqarah also refer to this particular truth, that Imam is that book which has no doubt in it, and it guides to the righteous ones. Pir Nasir Khusro, in one of his verses, says, آلِ رسولِ خدائی حبلِ خدائیست گرش بگیری زی چاہِ جہل بر آئی. The Prophet of Allah and his progeny is the rope of Allah. If you hold it fast, you will be out from the well of ignorance. You will rise to knowledge if you hold it fast. So today, every smiley murid wants to achieve that certainty in his heart. And he knows that certainty comes from the knowledge of Imam. Imam taught our peers and dais and hujjats in their heart. And they wrote books They interpreted Quran from Ismaili point of view. And that knowledge came from the source of Haqqul Yaqeen. And only the knowledge which comes from the source of Haqqul Yaqeen leads to certainty. So today we all have to make a special effort to achieve knowledge, to look for knowledge, to look for the knowledge which leads us to certainty. And by that, we all will get our hearts enlightened spiritually. May Mala help us all to achieve the true knowledge which comes from His source of spirituality, which comes from His source of light, His source of Haqqul Yaqeen. And through that, all our doubts may be removed, all our questions may be answered, and we are led to the light of certainty. Ya Ali Madad.